Excuse me. I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for joining the call. I'm sorry. I guess, Barry, did you want to do an official ICANN intro and do the roll call?
Yes. So for today, on today's call, we have the WHOIS survey working group, and this is my first time on the meeting view. So starting off, we have Michael Young, Don Blumenthal, Susan Prosser, Wendy Seltzer, Steve Metallis, and from ICANN staff, we have Liz Gaster, Barry Cobb, and also Natalie Peregrine. And if I've missed anybody, please announce yourself.
This is Elisa Cooper.
Okay, oops, sorry. And Elisa Cooper. And then also we have Tati for Kevin Sue and Wilson Abigabaga. Pardon my mispronunciation, is on the Adobe Connect, but I don't see him called out yet. And so with that, Michael, over to you.
All right. Thank you. Sorry I got a little out of sequence there. I should know this by now. I've only been on a few zillion of these calls over time. We adjusted the, I guess we'll start as per usual with our agenda bashing. You guys heard me before we start recording unofficially. I was just saying that one of the action items that I remiss in is I was supposed to go through the SSAC, I guess, review of taxonomy. I'm never going to be able to say that clearly. In terms of who is terminology in general consideration of all elements we might talk about in the survey. So we may have to adjust some of our terms after we review that. But I also would ask for those of you that that can commit a little bit of time to also read through it as well. Particularly, I was going to ask Rafiq's group to take a look at it. Please refresh me. Do we have anyone in the first group on the call, in the group members, since Rafiq wasn't able to make it? Okay, I guess we don't. All right, look.
This is Don Blumenthal. As the resident SAC person, at least pending the board vote, I don't know if that's happened or not. I'm somewhat familiar with it, so I'm willing to talk briefly or just work with Rafiq to the extent possible to cut their work back. It's really fairly limited in terms of specific recommendations.
Okay, great. Don, if you're willing to do that, that would be fantastic. And I see Steve Metallis is now showing on Adobe Connect as well, so I assume he's on the call by this point.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Great. Okay. So Rafiq joined us just recently and was able to commit the time to jump into the co-chair role, which was for help because Werner is, as you all know, the industry's got just a little bit of turmoil going on around the new applications. So Werner's time was quite limited. He'll still be participating as a member and helping review and give comments and so forth on the actual survey that we draft, so that'll be very helpful, given he's very knowledgeable in the space as well. So unfortunately, Rafiq can't make this call, but I will try and catch up with him directly in between calls with whatever we come up with for his group today. Does anyone have anything else they want to add to the agenda before we roll through? Hearing nothing, we'll go to the first item, which is, Don, I think we might as well start with the review of this response to the GNSL Council with you, because you had some comments to the list. Do you want to explain them a little bit?
Yeah, let me just back and remember what I said.
It's most of it's pretty study. Straightforward.
No, I looked at the, excuse me. I looked at what Barry had sent out and mainly had some editorial suggestions, just a couple of wording changes, changing the link and also questioning one of the words. I kind of raised a question as part of it, which is what the timetable would be for submitting this to GNSO, and that's important because the draft refers to what I think is the work of the Who Is Review team, and whatever they have to say should be submitted, very possibly might be submitted before we send this along.
Okay.
The other item I raised is I'd like to see some clarification, like us to clarify some of the description of how compliance has stepped its efforts up.
Sorry, Don, can you repeat that last item there?
The other thing I'd like to see us, well, the document refers to a couple of ways in which compliance has stepped its efforts up, and I would just like to get some clarification on those.
Okay. Barry, are you able to...
Hi,
respond to
Larry.
That.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, good. So we did reach out to compliance, and they're still in the process of determining an overall strategy with their Who Is Port 33 probe tool. What they have acknowledged is that they are running the scan on an interval basis, and they plan to step that up and then also continue to publish the results of that. I think the biggest quandary about the use of this tool is, given the current provisions in the RAA, there's no specific SLAs or anything associated with the availability or the access for port 33 or for the HTTP. So they haven't been able to set exact targets and what a threshold, an exceeded threshold would look like yet. Those are in the process, or it's on their to-do list to complete some of that activity. We didn't get a time frame in which that would take place yet, but we did acknowledge that that effort was going to be moving forward. If need be, we can go get even more details as to a timeline, but the last we had contacted, they haven't been able to commit to any kind of timeline yet.
Okay. This may be just the conservative lawyer in me. Just a second, please. Even my voice is clear now. I would hesitate to cite these without a little more concrete detail, concrete commitment in something to the GNSO.
Okay, understood. I will take that as an action item to get back with them and hopefully nail down some dates and better details around the scanning that they provide. And also, I think what would probably be good is to include a link to some of the reports that they have published. I'm not clear if this has actually been posted on ICANN.org yet, but I will take that action item for our next call to provide more details in that area. So thank you for that feedback.
Appreciate it.
So if I understand the concern, Don, it's just that we want to make sure what we're citing is 100% accurate.
Yes.
Okay. So, Barry, I guess we'll leave that in your hands to follow up on. Does anyone else have any other comments on this response?
This is Steve Metallitz. In addition to the points that Don raised, the last point here about RIA amendments and law enforcement efforts. I'm not sure what that refers to, but if it's referring to the negotiations on revision to the RAA, you might just include a link to this wiki that the I just got a notice of it from the staff.
Steve, I think it's really hard to hear you. Are others having trouble?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll try to speak up. I was just saying on the last point about RAA amendments and law enforcement efforts, I'm assuming that refers to renegotiation of the RAA, and there's a, I mean, you know, the council already knows this, so I'm not sure what the, if it's a big deal, but there is a wiki that has now been established to lay out the topics that are being discussed in those negotiations and provide some insight into where things stand, so we might just want to include that link rather than trying to summarize. I mean, there's a bunch of issues here that are relevant to who is accuracy and availability questions, but so it might just be worthwhile to include that link.
Well, it's Liz. Could I comment?
Sure.
You know, I think the reason that we noted these things, and Barry, correct me if I'm wrong, is really to not because they may lead to a standard, but because they are more policy, they are in play as sort of policy and compliance related improvements, if you will, to WHOIS. I think to convey that we didn't see a technical component to this, that, you know, going back to our charge as trying to execute this survey of the technical requirements that would be needed to, you know, create a new protocol, that the thought was that this availability element involved further activities by compliance, further activities in the policy realm, further activities perhaps operationally, but not a technical element to them, and therefore weren't appropriate for this group to undertake. How they get addressed by other groups in other contexts, I think, is a very fair concern. But I think the point of this was just to say that that the issue of availability should be addressed in those other contexts, or rather than in this context where we are focused on identifying the technical elements to that are sought for a new protocol, that this would not be needed. Is that fair, Barry?
Yes, Liz.
Yeah, so I just wanted to clarify why I think this is listed in this way, not to provide you with either assurance or non-assurance that it'll be addressed in these other contexts, only that we think these would be more appropriate avenues to pursue the concern than including it in this survey. And that's the purpose of, I think, what we're proposing to communicate back to the council.
Liz, listening to what you're saying, I think we probably should then add a little bit more clarification in the opening paragraph here. I'm just kind of scribing Barry some stuff in here, and then I'll email it to the list rather than try and read it across. But it's not just technical requirements; we're talking about functional requirements. And I think what I'm worried about is we can equally get you know, there's two parties here that we're kind of sitting in between. We're sitting between, you know, the actual technical implementators of these systems, which is really kind of, you know, getting into protocols in IETF space and consideration. And then, you know, policymakers maybe on the other side that are trying to decide, you know, what's a good idea, what's a bad idea to do, ultimately, for many different reasons, you know, sometimes legal, sometimes jurisdiction. even, you know, cultural in some cases, or respective language laws or norms or considerations. We're trying to just gather, sit in the middle, and name all the functionality that a Whois system could do and ask questions about that functionality, versus, leave any person. We're not here to put an opinion on whether or not functionality is good or bad. We're just trying to get people to respond to their opinion on that functionality and the need for it. So I'm just trying to adjust this a little bit to capture that. Do people think that's the right way to describe it?
This is Barry. Yes, I agree, and I welcome your input. So if you want to just send it over to me or send it out to the list, I'll update this master copy and then recirculate the next version. Michael, are you still there?
Sorry, I was speaking on mute. I was actually trying to think, talk, and edit all at the same time. It's not going to work, so I will have to send this later on in the conversation or after the call. But, just add a little bit more adjustment, Barry. I think this is really close, Barry. The comments are, you're along the right lines anyways. It's just, between Don, Steve, and I, there's not too much there. Does anyone have anything else they want to add?
Yeah, this is Barry. I'd just like to, kind of circle the wagon back to this. When I first started the draft, I had just stopped at the first paragraph, and it just didn't seem like it was enough information to give back to the council that, this was just out of scope, and hence the reason for including the three master bullets of information for the council to consider. I forgot who had said this, but, most likely, maybe outside of what compliance is doing with the Port 43 probe tool, the council is pretty aware of the other two bullets and the activities going on with that. But certainly, and then the third one more specifically, kind of nailing down on the policy side, which is kind of the essence from the RAP recommendation. So at any rate, I definitely welcome other feedback. Like Michael said, he'll send over some language to improve the first paragraph. And I'll update those areas that are highlighted in yellow, specifically getting back with the compliance team. And then I'll also adjust this link to the draft. I can't believe I included that one instead. So thank you for all of that.
Okay.
It's Liz. Before we get off this particular subject, if I could just clarify then, does everyone agree in concept that this element should not be part of the survey and that we should respond this way? I understand we need to wordsmith the explanation better. But does anyone disagree? That's what I think was key for today, because we hadn't really had a chance, especially with this bigger group on the phone, to be sure everyone was okay with that. Great, thanks. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to make sure we finished with that item.
Good point.
Okay, so I'm trying to get the pop the agenda back up again for a sec. I talked a little bit about most of you on the call probably know Rafiq. He's been around the community a great deal. I worked with him in a couple of groups before, and he's a good contributor, and generally always shows up for all the calls. So it's kind of ironic that the first one that we've got him scheduled for, he wasn't able to make. So that's unfortunate. So I understand one of the problems that I think we were faced a little bit with, or concerns rather, is that volunteers for the co-chair for this particular group, we like them to have a little bit of, and we were hoping when Liz and I were talking back and forth and Barry that we'd get somebody in there who has enough of a technical background to help with crafting the survey questions. And I think Rafiq's there, but certainly taught more technical backgrounds in the group, so I think we should be prepared to help reinforce and review, and if we think any of the phrasing of the questions is a little bit off or has missed the point at all, we shouldn't hesitate when this subgroup starts passing around their first drafts of the survey questions to assist with that. It's going to be one of the more challenging groups because the language has to be very carefully chosen. It's got to be meaningful both to the technical and the non-technical. So I'm encouraging everyone, please, to be prepared to actively comment and help when you see those start to hit the list and start to come out. And we will do a formal walkthrough of them anyways once we have a full draft end-to-end of the survey questions, but we don't have to wait till that point in time to start giving comments. Anyone have any questions about Rafiq joining the group and stepping in as the co-chair? Okay. Anyone have any concerns or issues with that? Because we didn't actually do a formal, vote or anything on this. We were kind of scrambling for resources in here. So if anyone does have a concern or objection, we will backtrack and do it in a more formal way with a vote.
Michael, this is Barry. In terms of getting Rafiq started with the sub-team, is there anything that I can do from an ICANN staff perspective to help that sub-team get started, or I'm not sure if you've had a first call or not yet?
Yeah, Barry, I think from my perspective, what would be very helpful is if you reached out to Rafiq directly and helped him initial call. I'll be talking to Rafiq directly, just to spin him up a bit, much like Don and I met a few weeks ago and got spun up on things, and we'll go from there and see if he has any further requests.
Okay, thank you.
Michael, this is Steve Metalis. Could you remind us who is the other co-chair of that group?
That was Warner.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Steve, I don't think you were on the last call. Werner came on and explained that he's overwhelmed with the new GTLD application process. And, at that point we asked him, well, if that's the case, would you prefer to hand off the co-chair to someone else? And he had opted for that.
Oh, so there's only one co-chair?
For that group, correct.
Thanks.
We have three co-chairs in total.
Okay.
Right. I think we're getting our terminology mixed up. It's Liz. We have like the chair, and then we have like three vice chairs.
I got it.
Are we,
right?
Is it co-chair or vice chair?
It doesn't matter really, but I think that's what you're referring to, right? We have the three subgroups, and each vice chair or co-chair is the chair of one of those groups in addition to Michael.
Great. Thank you.
Steve, is that all right with you? Do you have any concerns?
No, I don't. I just was just confused by the title co-chair, but I now I understand it.
Okay. While I'm on the subject of people joining the group and volunteers, we've been a little bit, we had a lot of interest from, and then things got very busy in our industry in general. And people's time have been a little bit wanting in some cases to get people a lot of time from people on these things. Now I have a couple of potential volunteers that I'm talking to tomorrow. So Liz, Barry, hopefully it's looking very positive for them. Probably donating some time to the group, which will help as well. Plus, they've got an interesting perspective on future WHOIS functionality that might be helpful as well for the group. So just kind of priming everyone that we might get a couple more volunteers in and to think about which teams we should we can split them up. We can throw them. They work together typically, but we can split them up and put them in different teams wherever we feel we're resource short. Okay.
Michael, this is Barry. I'd just like to remind the working group that on our wiki page, item number 4 lists working group members, and then right below that list we have a breakout of the subteams and who belongs to who if you ever need a reminder.
Right. I think what we it's not just that. I think what we need is a little feedback from the vice chairs on you know, how far they're progressing with their existing resource pool and whether or not they feel they need more help. It's not always just a we've got an even number of people assigned to each group. It may be that certain groups are feeling that that's insufficient, or you know, the draw or the lift that they have to do with their group requires so much time from individual members that they need more people for that reason. So I'm a little concerned about that, and I just want the vice chairs to think about that and think about whether or not they want on board. Okay. And I don't know about you, but my Adobe Connect page kind of went blank. Oh, there we go. One of the things we're missing here, Barry, that I would want to do, I think, for some reason I thought it was there, and it isn't. Before we go through the work goals, can we just get our chairs that are on the call today to give us an update before we go on to setting work goals? We can add that in after 3. Either Wilson or Don, whoever wants to start.
Okay, I'll jump in. The first thing I need to do, and I'll do it right after the call, is reach out to a couple of listed members just in a final attempt to see if they're still interested or not. Aubrey Doria, who joined after that list was put together, and I have gone back and forth a bit. But, you know, the work's going to require more than just the two of us.
And okay.
As far as status, it really is just going us back and forth and trying to identify any ICANN effort that is even remotely who is related. And also in the IETF effort would be involved in that. The plan is to reach out to just try to clarify exactly what everybody is working on so that we can stay out of each other's way where necessary, but also be aware of what each other is doing where we're needed. To just keep things more efficient.
Don, is it realistic by the next call that maybe you guys could at least, and that'll help us with our resource estimate, drafts your objectives and goals in scope? Okay. Maybe we shouldn't even wait for the next call. Maybe we can just post this to the list for everyone to review. Would 2 weeks be enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Don, I kind of jumped in there. Were you done?
Yep, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Any questions for Don? Just a refresher for everyone, Don's group is tasked with the outreach, ask people to look at the original staff report on who has requirements, make sure that they're aware of it, that they've read it, make sure they understand what our group is doing, and to make sure that they, if they want to provide any comments to us or thoughts on that report, any additions that report seems, is either kind of stale dated on because it was written a year ago, or new considerations, new ideas or new thoughts that they've come up with altogether. So it's a go round. It's to make sure that all the stakeholders that were talked to originally on the group are touched base with, plus a sweep around to see if we have any new stakeholders that we should inform what's going on. And then their group is really to take group one. It's drafting the survey questions to make sure that we extend the survey questions to consider all those, any feedback that we get.
Just one quick add-in that occurred to me while you were talking, Michael. If anybody is aware of any possible efforts, things that are being talked about that might not be formalized, that would be helpful too. And I'm just saying that because I am aware of, for example, a possible ESSAC. Right now it's at the working party stage. So I don't know if something will come out of it, but it's useful to know that it's happening. So if anybody knows of similar things, similar maybes, please let me know.
Well, it's Liz. There's also a report on Thick Who Is,
right.
An issue report that's in draft form that the staff prepared at the request or direction of the GNSO Council following that public comment period that's posted on the ICANN website now.
Yeah.
They will finalize that issue report, our staff, and then following the finalization of that issue report, the GNSO Council at some point shortly thereafter would vote on whether to pursue a PDP on Thick Who Is. So that might be worth mentioning in the same context.
Definitely would, yeah.
Plus we have this group, plus we have the Internationalized Registration Data Working Group that is a joint group between the GNSO and the ESSEC, as you all well know.
Okay. Don, are you in touch with Liaison from there?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Can we make that relationship happen?
Oh, it definitely will. I was more getting
great.
A list together and then hoping to apportion things out. But
fantastic. Well, we can see why you need more people. That's a lot of groups to talk to. And we haven't even gotten outside the ICANN community yet.
This is Steve Metalis. I'm a member of that IRBWG.
Excellent.
So fill you in if the work product is not crystal clear.
Fair enough.
It probably won't be.
No, you can't. Clear as mud, right? Yeah.
That was my personal comment. Anyway.
Okay. Don, anything else?
No, that'll do it.
Okay. Wilson, can you give us an update? See, Wilson dropped off Adobe Connect. Oh, now he's back on again. Wilson, are you there? Liz, can you see whether or not he's logged into the call as well as Adobe Connect?
This is Barry. I don't see him in the...
Or Barry, sorry, I meant to say.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I don't see him in the meeting view.
We're interchangeable, that's okay.
Hive mind. Okay. So let me raise a question then for Barry and Liz. I saw an email, I think it might have, I'm trying to remember who sent it, it might have been between Susan and Wilson, if I remember correctly, about an assumption of whether it has to be free or not. Is there any chance of us getting funding for the actual survey distribution tool? Or do we have to seek a free solution?
There is possibility of funding. If funding is needed, we would just need to have something prepared with the costs and the rationale, the estimated costs and the rationale from the group. And then I think the GNSO Council would be, this group would want to take that request to the GNSO Council. Because in essence, it involves the decision making would involve both the council's concurrence as well as a staff concurrence. And depending on the dollar amount, it may require senior staff.
So we need some estimates.
But there's nothing to discourage us from asking when expertise or special capabilities are needed. So I would just ask that subgroup to try to size the need. And, you know, I think we have some free survey tools out there, so it's just understanding, you know, perfectly reasonably why those might be insufficient or why some special capability is needed.
Yeah, and I don't know if
you recall, everyone, too, the charter for this group also includes a step once the draft survey questions are prepared to have an independent assessment of, you know, the draft survey, I think, to make sure that it's, from a number of perspectives, properly designed and built, and that's likely to require some funding as well. So in terms of funding requests, I think we should just keep in mind that there may be more than one coming from this group. It might actually be driven by two different subgroups, and in our correspondence to the council and in our estimating, we just want to keep that in mind. But I would not discourage it at all. You know, one of the things we're trying to do, even in our new PDP process, is explore these kinds of issues early and with the proper resources. So nothing unreasonable at all about asking. It just needs to be sized and, you know, determined whether there's budget to cover it either this year or next.
Okay. So, Liz, let me ask two pragmatic questions. One, is it better for us to get all our estimates together for all our potential costs and go to the well once with a request? And two, once we put a, that we start to cycle that request out to the council and so forth, what would you estimate be the average time period to, you know, get it approved and potentially get the funding released so that we can, you know?
On the first question, I think it's always optimal to bundle them together, but I'm not sure it's always realistic. So if it can be bundled together into one request, I think that would be optimal, again. If not, I think what we would want to do is just in the first request note that we will also have a second request that involves the following function, doing the independent review of the survey, and noting that it's unclear at this point what we think that would cost or entail. And, you know, just said that it doesn't seem like if we know there are two requests, you know, we want to make that clear up front. But I do think it would be better to make them together if possible. And then with regard to the council, you know, it probably depends how much money we're talking about and the council's overall view of this, but they are supportive of this work and understand that we've written some of those costs even into the charter, right, since, you know, they're aware, too, of this independent review and probably should be anticipating some request for funding. So I would expect, you know, they typically have a habit of taking motions once, you know, 7 days before a council meeting and then usually holding them over for one meeting, not always, but usually at least one meeting for stakeholder groups and constituencies to consider. So worst case, I would imagine maybe a two-month interval for council review. And candidly, depending on the dollar amount, it may be more of an issue than with ICANN, you know, in terms of confirming the funding, since funding decisions involve both the council's desires and, you know, and the officers and often the board's concurrence following that. That's another reason why I think it'd be better to include the two together, because if it ends up being anything considerable, then there would be the opportunity to insert this into the budget for the fiscal year, the next fiscal year, which is being developed now. I hate to think of it in those terms because it seems so far away in the future, but realistically, it's something to keep in mind. And since I've been working quite a bit with other studies, and, you know, the studies are all being done by independent experts, and I have a consultant helping me, in a sense, monitor the work of those other independent experts, and we have various benchmarks, and I've become quite familiar with these surveys and studies and the review of them, and realize you know, candidly, that they're, to get experts to review them might not be a trivial cost.
Well, okay. Let me ask maybe a really dumb question, given something you just said. If most of the other surveys are being done by experts or paid for by experts, and why aren't we just, as a working group, why aren't we just reviewing the survey questions and not having a budget to have somebody actually draft the questions? And we play more of a reviewing function and value-added function versus actually trying to draft the questions ourselves.
You know, that could be a recommendation that comes out of this group, to be honest. I realize if I come as a surprise to people on the group, and I don't mean to open that up, but it was just the specific request to the council that the community develop the survey. You know, that's what was the thinking. It's kind of the task we were given by the council. And, you know, ICANN is a bottom-up organization where I think the preference is to have the community lead in those processes, and I think it was, you know, those council members, you know, considered those issues. But there's no real reason why it couldn't be done a different way.
Okay. No, I understand that, and I guess I wasn't suggesting that, you know, you hand the whole thing over to a paid consultant per se. I was suggesting that the first draft of survey questions directly taken from the WHOIS requirements report could easily be drafted by a consultant, if you will, or a paid consultant.
It could be drafted by staff. And,
or
you know,
staff,
to be honest,
yeah.
If I were given the assignment, let's just say, you know, I would make a judgment about whether we'd be in a position to just sit down and draft them or try to have a consultant do them. That's a little different than the independent review that I think those who were in favor of that and added it to the charter were envisioning, because there was a specific, I think, and again, this is just my perception of conversations.
Yeah.
You all can go back and hear on the transcript. You know, a desire to have that kind of independent assessment that perhaps should be done by a third party.
Yeah, and let me take a step back again. I'm not suggesting that it's one or the other. I don't see why it would be one or the other. I'm talking about the mechanics of actually taking an existing report, translating it physically into survey questions with what's in the report. We as a working group would still have to do an initial review of that, add anything we feel that's missing, go through the process of the outreach that we've been talking about, incorporate new feedback and effectively potentially new survey questions that aren't even in the existing WHOIS requirements report as part of that go-round. We'd still have to develop the survey tool decisions, and then when we were done with that, then we would still be turning over that survey for a review by an independent expert.
So, you know me, y'all. That's a perfectly reasonable way to go about it. I think it may be, it's definitely a shift from, I think, how the council and community initially viewed the steps, but it might be more efficient, and that could be the thought of the group. The only thing that, two things that I think I'd want to address are, one, just capacity, how we would do this and over what period of time. Like, if we were to just take it on, what I'm thinking of the this, hearing you talk, just to feed it back to you, would be a skeleton set of questions that could be included in this survey for all of you to review and assess and edit and make whatever changes to you thought were appropriate. Maybe it would be that subgroup one would do that. And then, you know, we would decide at that point, you all would decide at that point if you think an independent review is still needed, or, you know, that would still be the understanding I think that the council would have now in the charter. So if you didn't think that was needed or thought that should be done a different way, I think that would require some communication with the council. And then, you know, we could proceed accordingly.
What I don't know is just at this point shifting to staff putting the first draft together, which, again, conceptually I don't object to at all, is when could we get that done? Would I have some flexibility in using a consultant to help with that and assessing? We have some expertise, obviously, in my group as well. Maybe they'd want to take the first crack at it. Steve's not on the phone because I didn't think I'd need him today. Now I can really use him. But, you know, we can discuss that offline, and I'd be glad to get back to the group with, you know, our assessment of sort of time frame and how that might work if you'd like us to pursue that route.
Well, I guess there's...
isn't on the call, and I don't know if others from that group, that subgroup, have...
Yeah.
About this, well, particularly from, you know, your vantage point of how you felt you wanted to contribute, or, you know,
right,
versus, you know, your preferred approach. So I'm willing to basically go with what the group wants, with the understanding that I might have to, you know, arrange some things as far as the resources and time frame.
Okay, so Liz, I mean, bluntly, it sounds to me like if we're we don't want to change the nature of what we've all agreed to do, in the sense that, you know, we don't want to turn this, you know, the original report was a staff exercise, it's supposed to be a community exercise, so, you know, I think your idea, I don't think we would change anything that we've told the council that we intend to do, because that would be going back and, like you said, changing the whole structure of things, and I don't think that's the intention. But a draft set of questions for group one to work from subgroup one to start with, sounds to me like a helper tool, not a change in what they're doing. And they would be free to edit, change, modify those as they see fit. Does the rest of the team agree that that's, you know, an assist versus a change in our methodology?
Helper tool, you should be in sales.
Well, we don't want it to be anything more than a helper tool, to
I
be honest.
I think Wendy Seltzer has her hand raised.
Yeah. Wendy, what do you think?
I'm sorry, I had raised my hand much earlier simply to say that I think the council would come back immediately to a request for funding for one project with a, and what else are you going to be asking for funding for? So I'll just agree with Liz that it would be helpful at least to be able to preview all of the funding requests at the same time.
Oh, okay. All right. So while you're talking, what do you think about getting staff resources to help with the first draft of questions? Give us a starting point for
support that.
Do you see
at council we are constantly being told how many different ways that staff is being stretched and how they don't have time to take on even all of the projects that we've already tried to start. So I'm not sure that that they would look kindly on trying to task more staff to more things. I don't really have more to add on that.
Okay, so let me change my question a little bit then, in consideration that if beyond the resource issue of staff, is there any other issues that you see?
I'm really wondering whether we've taken this and blown it way out of proportion, in that it sounded as though we're sort of constructing a giant behemoth in order to ask people a few questions. And I'm wondering whether there, and I haven't been involved in all of the subgroups, so I may be missing something. I may be missing quite a lot, but I'm just wondering whether we're not overdoing this.
Okay.
It's Liz. I'd like to be in the queue, but others may also want to comment first.
Anyone else with their hand up? I don't see any other hands up. Liz, why don't you go ahead?
So I think Wendy brings up something really important about the sizing of, you know, how big a project is it to design a study, this kind of, a survey. And I guess, you know, I've just spent the last year completely immersed in developing surveys. You know, we've got several different surveys we've just conducted on Who Is. And I think I'm exactly in the middle. On the one hand, I think Wendy, you're right that, you know, we're blowing this way out of proportion. And on the other hand, I think there's some things about it that have to get done really right that are more complicated than they might seem on the surface. So one sort of easier lift thing is that I think we have a universe of technical or functional requirements that have been identified. Whether it's the 100% universe or not, I don't know, but I think it's a long enough list so that you could kind of set up some questions about them working from the report, that and with an opportunity to, like open fields, to add some things that would, you know, that we could, where we could keep that piece of it somewhat simple. But what I think is the harder parts to me in the survey design are, first of all, describing these functions in a way that are universally or relatively universally understandable, because if you recall, one of the things that Chuck and Aubrey in their proposal emphasized so much was what a broad number of people should really be commenting. And the terminology is a somewhat technical terminology. So I think we do have a taxonomy issue with the survey and how we make it both really understandable to the breadth of people that I think they were envisioning participating, but be true to the technical concepts that were intended, I think is not trivial. And then the second piece of that is that I still struggle with what's policy and what's technical functional. I am concerned that that somehow the preface and the conclusion to the packaging of the survey needs to express that in a way that is universally understood. And Wendy, you know, I like to say, you know, could someone write that paragraph and take a stab at expressing the scope in a way that you think would make sense to a broad audience that I think we're being asked to consult. And that, I think, is challenging, given just some of my recent work. So I guess I'm ambivalent in both wanting to keep it simple and worrying about some of the... And by the way, we also have some demographic questions and other questions besides the technical that I think, at least initially, we all thought were appropriate for inclusion. So you have some of those additional, you know, expertise in wording and requirements to consider as well.
Liz, is my call. Sorry, go ahead, Wendy.
I'll get in the queue. Sorry.
No, go right ahead.
All right. Thanks, Liz. And I appreciate all of the work that you've been doing in survey design. And I wonder, though, just to go back to your sort of policy versus technical question, since making decisions based on Who Is gets deep into the muck of policy, and I think no survey, no matter how carefully crafted, is going to be accepted as sort of community consensus, because that's the work of policy development. I just wonder whether a lightweight survey couldn't do most of what we're trying here. You know, the most heavyweight survey that we could possibly do is still not going to be accepted as now the community has spoken, because that's not the way the community speaks. And yet a lightweight survey that turns up interesting things that we hadn't thought about, or turns up the fact that none of the usual suspects and unusual suspects could find anything we hadn't thought about, gives information to the process without needing quite the level of statistical rigor, methodological rigor, cost, time, and expense.
So I'll put myself in the queue now. Is there anyone that had their hand up? I don't see anyone. Just Wendy's hand still up virtually. You know, Wendy, I agree that the 100% with you that what we want to do with the survey questions is actually make them very easy to comprehend and make it lightweight. We don't want a big, long survey. When we were talking about in earlier meetings, is if the survey is too long, people will lose interest and we won't get it completed. The completion rate or the finish rate will be terrible. I think one of the things we're faced with is taking a fairly complex set of potential functionality that's been suggested, and not just what's in the WHOIS requirements report, but some other stuff that has been discussed since then in various groups, and boiling it down to simple. I mean, I think it can be simple, but to be honest, to create a lightweight survey in some ways that's coherent and graceful in its application is one of the most difficult things to do, because we've got to take all this heavyweight information and simplify it, right? So that's challenging on our side. It's going to be a lot of work for us. It should not be. If we've done our jobs well, then, you know, it should be a pretty easy survey for someone to take. It should be a pretty easy survey to understand the results or the responses from. But that doesn't alleviate our workload, I don't think. Does that make sense?
I guess, since I don't see other hands, I'll just say that I am not a heavyweight social scientist, but I do know that they sometimes refer to things like snowball studies, where you start with a core and move out from there. And I wonder if there's room for that, rather than trying to design the instrument in advance and think in advance of all of the questions that we might need. What about doing a draft, testing it with people, volunteers, and finding out from there that it's missing pieces? Because maybe I need to go back and review something.
Yeah, that is the plan, actually. So I know you're a little more recent to the team. Perhaps what we should do then is, some people on the call have already been through this stuff, Wendy. If you...
Okay, I'll go back and...
and I can
figure it out.
Spin you up on...
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, because your points are all very valid. We discussed all of them, though, so
great.
Far, those ones you've raised.
Excellent.
And I think we... Yeah. Okay. So, Liz, I think basically, why don't you, if no one objects, we're not saying we're going to do anything, but it wouldn't hurt for you to kind of investigate and see whether it would be possible to have somebody help with that part. And we can absolutely, you know, see what you find out in talking among staff resources before we make any decisions anyways. If it's going to be very difficult to get resources to do it, then we'll just push ahead with ourselves anyways. But if it's a possibility, then we can take the time to discuss it as a group.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's Liz. I think the issue is really just the time that it's going to take. You know, Steve Chang wrote the original report. He's a PhD research scientist, and has done many surveys, and I have others on the team that can support that, and a consultant who's helping me on the other WHOIS studies. I think as long as this group is comfortable with, you know, that approach, I think we should inform the council that for the moment, you know, that's just the approach we're looking at is just to kickstart this with the understanding that the group is going to, you know, shape that appropriately. And, you know, we can give you kind of a basic structure for it. I think it would follow closely the report itself as has been proposed.
And we may find that that looks, you know, relatively easy to convert into a straightforward survey, or we may decide at that point to take a different approach. So I'm happy to start with that and, you know, at least turn around to the group an estimated time frame for when we might be able to give you, you know, the skeleton of that.
Okay. Does anyone object to Liz looking into this and in investigating what's entailed anyways?
You know, I think you'll want to talk to Rafik just so he doesn't feel brought in.
Yeah.
Well, his work has been yet again.
Absolutely, and I'll take that as an action item in particular.
And I do think there'll be plenty for all of you, the working group, to mull over. You know, we're just going to put a basic structure together that I think, you know, we've all read this report. Steve knows it intimately. Wilson, if you have a strong suggestion on the format we use, we might play around with that particular format, but we've done some recent surveys ourselves, so... you know, happy to explore that, too.
Okay.
The key is just not getting too far, you know, without you all looking at it and making sure it meets the kind of approach and rigor that you're envisioning because...
Well, so, Liz, I didn't hear any objections, so why don't you go ahead and consider it further and then tell us what you would suggest.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
We're going to meet again on the... 20-something, 20th or 22nd?
The next Monday? Yep. Okay.
Two Mondays.
All right, so that's clearly, so can we, let's talk work goals for 2011. Can we jump into that? Okay. So in 2011, we've already got an action list here, this bill. Item list that Barry's been creating dynamically. Thank you, Barry. Liz, is it possible by the next meeting that you can get that feedback to us or size that up by the next meeting?
Yeah, that'd be my goal. It's not before.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I ask this to the group, but I'll ask anyone to object if they think it's not possible. That way you don't have to say anything if everyone thinks it's okay. But, you know, if Liz can come back to us by the next meeting with a proposal, then I'd like us to debate it at the next meeting and, you know, approve it or disapprove it or make a decision on what we want to do with it.
Michael, this is Steve Metallic. When is the next meeting?
2 weeks from now, Steve, on the Monday again.
This is Barry. It'll be December 19th at the same time.
Okay. And Liz, when do you think you'll have the proposal for us?
Definitely by the next call, but hopefully before then on
Liz. Yeah, if we're going to discuss it, we should have it a little bit in advance.
Yeah. Yep, I'm going to try.
Great.
Okay. And I'm just looking through, in terms of stuff we can get done in the remainder of the year, I think pretty much all the action items we have listed here, excepting the estimating costs, which is going to probably take a little bit longer, I think everything else on this list is stuff that should be doable before the next call. Some of it just in, you know, Barry, I'll ask you to go through the action items before we leave the call and who they're assigned to. I would suggest that that's enough of a scope for the remainder of the year. Unless they're saying that they're talking about Q1. Okay. So again,
Michael, are you
hearing?
What list are you referring to? Is this the one that
it's on the
doing?
Yeah. If you look at the
okay, well, I see one of those. If I'm reading it right, is survey tool subteam size survey tool requirements for estimating costs and funding request GNSO council.
Yeah, that's the one I said would go into next year.
Oh, that'll go into next year. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything else, I think we can do this year. Steve, what do you think?
Yeah, I was just raising that, you know, I'm on that sub-team and it has never met as far as I know, so I would hesitate.
Okay. So that's another issue that I'm going to have to give a call out to Wilson and talk about why that's not the case. Between now and then, I would like to suggest that really given the two-month timeline Liz has raised to circle around funding requests, that we need to meet a target of mid-January, realistically, for that item, if we're going to succeed attaining and get funds allocated. Because right now we've got a commitment in our charter to get a draft out to the GNSO, an initial draft, in March. And so, following that initial draft, I think we'd definitely like to get the expert in to do the review. And we'd also talked about, and Wendy, this is some stuff I can spin you up on later, but we talked about actually maybe using some GNSO council members as part of our test group for the first draft of the survey questions. To see whether or not we're on track with the questions. And that the questions mean what people are reading them the way we thought that they would be read as well, comprehended the way we thought they would be understood. I think we need to get that funding request or sized up at least an approximation by mid-January. Steve, do you think that timing is about right?
I think it may be realistic. We could give it a try.
Okay. And I don't think we have to get 100% firm, but reasonable estimates would probably at least give us some headway. Okay. So the other thing is Don's got his work plan he's going to get done. I think if we're going to get in the first quarter of 2012, really, we've got to hunker down and we've got to get a first draft of questions out. It doesn't have to be all the questions. It'd be nice if it was. But Don, I think your work plan in terms of reaching out to other stakeholders and seeing if there are any questions that we can't go beyond the scope of the current Who Is Requirements report, we're going to need that feedback in time by probably mid-February in order to make sure that we have those questions included.
Okay.
In that draft. Steve, for your group, is Wilson on the phone now? Liz, Barry, do you see him? Because I see him on Adobe Connect, but I don't know if he's... Barry, if you're talking, you're muted.
Sorry, yes, he is. Wilson,
okay.
Are you there?
Great.
Wilson, if you can hear us, you're talking on mute, maybe?
Barry?
Yes.
The last few calls with Wilson, we've really struggled to get him into the communications and actively into the call, and particularly being one of the chairs, we really need him to be. So is it possible for ICANN staff to take as an action item to contact him and see if there's anything we can do to improve the communications?
We can, but I think he had said before, and we will, but I think Wilson had said before that he had a lot of problems with his connectivity where he is, and that it's somewhat of a fact of life. We might be able to get him in the chat to just type out if he's on the, if you see him in the Adobe Connect, because that was helpful before. We were able to communicate via
right.
chat when his voice line went out.
Okay. What I'm looking from him is just a confirmation right now that, I'm almost having a two-way conversation with Steve in front of him about the realities of the group that he's administrating. So I just want to make sure that he feels that he can come back with some initial estimates if he feels that, a paid version of SurveyMonkey or whatever would be that much better for whatever reason.
Yeah, let's see if he responds in Adobe or else we can follow up for sure.
after the call.
Okay. So going back to, you know, the work goals around the first quarter are all about getting that first draft done. We've talked about Don's team. We're waiting to see what we hear back from Wilson. You know, Liz, if we can't get some, you know, realistically get some uplift from staff-related resources to get the initial draft framework, we're going to have to push, and all of us are going to have to reinforce Group 1 to get an initial set of draft questions done during that time. I think it's also really important that we're starting now into regular two-week calls. You know, we're going to need, as we start to produce materials, we're going to have to review as we go in order to make that time frame. So these calls can't just be, you know, about organization of our work alone. We actually have to actually start going through survey questions, debating them, talking about them, and seeing how they relate to the documents. So really need to encourage everyone to make the calls every 2 weeks and expect them to be at that point a commitment of an hour and a half to 2 hours to make that timeline. That's what I would suggest is realistic for Q1. I don't know if anyone else wants to offer any other work items that they think we should be fitting in there. I think that's a pretty full plate, and if anything, we'll be challenged to fulfill against that. I would love if someone disagreed with me right now and said, "No, Michael, it's no problem. We'll get that done by the end of January." But I guess, you know, that sinking feeling in my stomach that we have a lot of work ahead of us is accurate. So, okay. Did we hear anything?
That Wilson's responding in chat, so looks like he is having phone quality issues.
Liz, is there any chance we can get, is he coming in through, you know, Skype or an IP phone or something like that? Do you know how he connects to us?
No, I don't.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, I think is that Wilson?
Yeah, this is Wilson.
Hey, Wilson. Oh, good to hear you. Okay. Wilson, I don't know how much of the past conversation you heard, but right now we're trying to consider whether or not the survey tools, we're two things here. We're considering our workflow for Q1 of next year, first quarter, January to March. And the other thing that hits your group in particular is the discussion of whether or not the survey tool needs to be a free survey tool, or whether or not we could be allocated funds to pay for one. It's possible if we saw value in having a paid tool, we could get a budget allocation for it, but it takes about 2 months to go through that process. So we would need to make that decision and estimate what our funds should be by mid-January. Do you think that's attainable with your team?
I think I'm going to be looking at trying to do this realistically using some of the existing staff resources. And I'm not sure that can get done in the time frame allotted, because I don't think I can get the – I don't think I can work the funding for the time frames that we're talking about being desirable. I still might try to quantify some of the, you know, increased – piece here, but I'm thinking about trying to be a little more creative at this point. And that's the issue with not wanting to commit to a time frame. The other option is...
Liz, if you've got some tools that are available to us, maybe you should talk about that then offline with Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not thinking so much about the survey tool, because that I don't know as much about what the cost of that, and because I think we've, you know, had a lot of success with different survey tools, and they haven't been at least cost.
Well, let's see.
I'm not so clear on that. I was thinking more about the incremental cost and time for preparing the survey questions.
Right. So I was actually just asking Wilson if he thought mid-January, the same question I was asking Steve, because we didn't have Wilson. I didn't think Wilson was on the call at that point.
I see. Okay. I thought you were asking about our cost.
Okay. Wilson, what do you think? Is mid-January?
Okay. For me, what I found out, I don't think we shall need to have a budget for this tool. If you can't use Google Docs, I can also come up with another with another version. Maybe what I'll send my equipment and copy you in what I can come up with, which at least can substitute the 7 months and all that. And I don't think we shall need to have to go through the process of approving a budget and wait for 2 months and all that. Before the next call, that is the 19th, I'll send you a sample maybe of 2 surveys. Of one using Google Docs and another one using the tool I'll have come up with. You review and then by then you can make a decision, but I don't think we shall need to pay for that.
Wilson, I really had a hard, I got about every third word you were saying there. Sorry. Maybe you can type into the chat window and just let us know whether or not.
Okay, let me type it in chat.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right. While Wilson's doing that, let me just open the floor so we get two things going at once, and hopefully wind the call up so people can start working on some of those action items. I'm going to ask again, does anyone think that there should be any additional scope of work targeted for Q1 than what we've discussed so far? No? Okay. And two, is there any new business? Okay. As soon as Wilson's very... Okay, there we go. I think we should have a budget for this. Okay, so Wilson's going to send us some samples before the next meeting and doesn't think we'll actually need funds for the actual tool. So, good. So Wilson, then we'll wait to see your examples and make the decision whether or not we think we need to consider funded tools after we see those examples at the next meeting. That sounds great. Okay, so Barry, can we move on and just review the action items for the next call?
Yes, this is Barry. So basically, starting at the top of the list, the entire team should review the SAC 051 document, specifically looking at the nomenclature taxonomy for incorporation into our survey tool. Barry and Michael, and that's by the next meeting, 12/19. Second action item, Barry and Michael will take a second draft stab at the WHOIS access response back to the GNSO Council. We're going to look at revising the intro paragraph. I need to go back to compliance and get a little bit more details around the Port 43 tool, and then we'll revise that draft and send it back out to the list. Next action item is for Michael and Barry, and that's to get with Rafiq about the survey question subteam to get that kicked off, and secondly, from ICANN staff if they need any assistance to get that started. And that's due by the 13th as well. The next action item is for all the sub-team vice chairs, and that's to review your current resource pool versus your planned work demand and provide status to the next working group call on the 19th. And this is just to gauge so we can allocate resources where possible across the teams to assist with that workload. Next action item is on due on the 19th by Liz, and this is in parallel to invest IGAN staff resource availability to help structure the first run or first draft of the survey questions and We have a 12/19 due date. Hopefully we'll get something a little bit sooner than that so that we can socialize it with the working group prior to the call on the 19th. Next action item is for the survey tool subteam, which is due around the 15th of January of next year, and this is just a size survey tool requirements for a funding request to GNSO Council. And, of course, this is pending any outcomes from the next meeting with Wilson providing a sample survey using Google Docs and an alternative as well. We'll keep those on the table until and review it on the 19th. The last two action items are mine. Let's try to investigate connectivity for Wilson, and hopefully we'll have something on the table before the 19th, although I'm not 100% confident that we'll get far. And then next is I also want to produce a meeting schedule through our 30 May 2012 deliverable to basically conduct the survey for 30 days or basically at the conclusion of the 30-day survey access. And that will include all of the proposed dates for the meetings, meeting every 2 weeks, so that we can start to map that out and try to look for any potential conflicts with that. And I think that concludes the action item list. Send this all out to the list once I clean it up a little bit, and it'll be also be posted onto the wiki as well.
Great, thank you. All right, so I'll just open up the floor one more time, see if anyone has any last comments, issues, concerns. Hearing none, I'm glad to say we have some good work items on the table here that we need to move forward with, and I look forward to seeing you all in 2 weeks. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Operator, you may stop the recording.
Thank you.